Hello and welcome to the EVIT website. I'm Sean Owen and I'm joined today over Skype with Juliana Brixley from the University of Kansas School of Nursing in Kansas City in the USA. Well, hi Juliana, thank you for taking the time to join me.
Hi Sean.
Well, first of all, I'd like to talk about the presentation which, due to technical difficulties, you were unable to present at the recent International Conference on Virtual Patients and Medbiquitous Annual Meeting. So this is what we're going to talk about today, and it's looking at workflow modelling simulations in Second Life. Now, this seems very interesting. Can you tell us a little bit about what you did?
This was part of a course project, and it's taught in a modelling and abstraction class for primarily nursing informatics students, but we also have some interdisciplinary students in that course. And one of the things that we found was sometimes it's difficult for students to imagine workflow. And so you can write a workflow scenario, but then it requires that the students create that image in their mind. If you send them out into the workplace, you as the instructor probably won't be there. And so you don't know whether their actual capture is correct. It's also a problem sometimes to get people into the workplace. And so then each student would come with some variation on a workflow. So there's a bit of load to the faculty member. And so we decided to look at Second Life because we use it in some of our other courses. And so this was our first attempt at work modeling workflow. Over the semesters the students are with us, we have them build a health information system, and the primary function for that is to capture data about risk for falling, because falls are a big problem in hospitals, and hospitals are always looking to reduce the number of falls. So we thought we would take something with a real-world application and model that.
You sent some videos showing how the students actually worked in Second Life, and it seemed to be quite successful. And I think the students seem to have quite a good grasp of how to use this tool.
We've been very successful with the use of Second Life and a smooth integration into our courses, that we don't use Second Life just as a technology on top of what we teach. It's really a part of our coursework. So over several semesters, we've created our Jayhawk Community Living Center. And so that gives the students a virtual representation of a community living center. They create their avatars. Our island, our KUMC aisle, is open to students and faculty members by invitation. So we keep it as a secured site. So they create their avatars, send us the names. We get them a password into the island by permission. And so they can come to the community living center and explore that area. And so we do a walkthrough for a workflow on a paper-based system as it is in the current state. And then their future state is to design a system for an electronic database.
How do you feel the students react to working in a virtual reality environment? I mean, it is very futuristic, isn't it?
The first time we introduced Web 2.0 tools and technologies, as well as Second Life, our students thought we were crazy. And they went to a workshop, a conference here in the Kansas City area. And that year, the speaker, his topic was on Wickonomics. And they suddenly came away thinking, oh, well, we're cool, we're ahead of the curve. And because we don't really focus just on Second Life, but we try to make it an engaging experience, we've had really, really good buy-in from the students, and they don't see it as a game or that it's a trivial assignment, because we really do tie it to a real problem for them to solve.
Sure. And just to talk about the more technical aspects of this, because obviously you've got the students working in Second Life, but you capture some of these scenarios and simulations on video so that people could look back on how they performed. And I'm assuming that's for evaluation or assessment purposes. But how would you actually go about doing that?
We use a Camtasia Studio, and so that records what's on your desktop occurring at that time. And so because we're logged into Second Life and our avatars are walking, flying, talking, we can record those activities and then publish that back as a file. Camtasia Studio is very friendly to editing, so we can publish out a whole hour of course observations, or we can take it and cut small sections such as what you received and I was going to use for the presentation.
Mm-hmm. And so what What's your take-home message after this whole experience? What are you going to take away from that?
That we will continue to build simulations, and so we can model the real world in a safe virtual world for students to come in. And so if you make a mistake in Second Life, no one gets hurt. It's an opportunity to explore life in a new way, to test things that might be difficult in the real world. And it gives students an understanding of how to connect with each other using current technologies. We've found anecdotally that the students not only use Second Life for what it's scheduled for, but they often come back and they'll work on projects for other courses because they really like that environment. They can see each other. They can hear each other's voice. The voice is really a big part of it.
Right. So a very valuable and beneficial tool for the students.
That's correct. The other part is, even though once they graduate, they still have their avatar name. And if they want to meet their colleagues again in Second Life, they can find each other and still communicate. And it's a way to connect and to build collaboration.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. It's been a real pleasure, and it's such an interesting project as well.
Thank you.